Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can also visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, with the reports here within the last week talking about a pipeline shutdown in the southeast, which caused panic buying and many gas stations in the southeast region running out of fuel, literally running out of fuel. And with talks of food shortages and the beginning of tornado season, I thought it was a good idea to look into disaster preparedness. So today's article I found at moneycrashers.com, and they have an excellent article on how to prepare for a disaster of any kind. Could be a natural disaster, could be an economic disaster, it could be a home fire. So they have a lot of good tips on how to plan and prepare for just about any disaster. Again, you could go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, just do the same. mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. Click on the Let's Talk Insurance link, and in the upper right of the blog, you can type in Disaster Preparedness 2021. It'll bring you to the blog notes for today's podcast, as well as a link to the article from moneycrashers.com. Now, the first tip they have for you is get an escape plan. In situations where you may have to evacuate from your home and get to a safe place, have an escape route and checklist prepared ahead of time. Look for routes not using major roads or highways, and have alternate routes planned in case of road blockages. Now, obviously, if a disaster strikes and you do have to evacuate, everybody's going to want to go on the major streets and highways to get out of town. So that's why they highly recommend you look for alternate routes, back roads, different ways to get out of your town and to a safe place. So definitely think about that. And of course, have that written down and make sure that you have a copy in all of your vehicles in case you do have to leave suddenly. The second tip they have here is a communication plan. Self-service may become spotty or overloaded with thousands of people trying to use the network to call their loved ones. Obviously, in case of a disaster, everybody's going to be wanting to call their loved ones to find out if they're okay and where to meet up. They recommend that social networking or messaging apps may still work when texting or phone calls don't. They also recommend saving battery life on your phone by closing apps you're not using, putting the phone on airplane mode, and reducing your screen's brightness to help save on battery. They also recommend getting a solar charger because when disaster strikes, most often the power goes out. And how are you going to charge your cell phone if you don't have power? And that's where a solar charger comes in. You can look it on Amazon. My recommendation is you go to Google or Bing and you type in portable solar charger. Read the reviews and find the best one in your price range to purchase. The next tip they have for you is have a meeting plan. If you're in the neighborhood, choose a tree or other familiar place in your neighborhood to meet up. So that if your house is on fire, you guys know that you go to the maple tree at the end of the block, or you go to a neighbor's house in order to make sure that everybody made it out safely. So if you're in the neighborhood, again, everybody can know where to meet up so that you can count heads and make sure that everybody made it safely. Now, if you're not in your neighborhood, if you're outside the neighborhood, if you're around town, they recommend having a meeting place within the town, whether it's at the library, at the police station, at a park, somewhere where you all can congregate into one place to make sure that everybody's okay. And lastly, if you happen to be out of town, or have to be out of town, make sure that you pick a meeting place, a few hours away where you can all meet up. So, you know, somebody could say, well, let's meet in, the Walmart parking lot in, Kalamazoo or South Bend, Indiana or something like that. Something where if you have to evacuate out of your city, that you do have that set up where you know where to meet, so that if you're all separated and you're all forced to evacuate the city, at least you have a meeting place outside the city where you can meet up. They recommend printing off Google Maps with directions on how to get to the out-of-town meeting place. And they recommend, again, that you have that in each vehicle. They also recommend keeping it in your purse, backpack, or briefcase so that you have it with you at all times. Now, last tip I want to share with you is the supply plans. Check out the article. The article has a great tip for a 72-hour portable emergency kit. Preppers call it a bug-out bag. It's something that you can quickly grab. It's got enough supplies in it to last you and your family for 3 days. So in case of a wildfire or a tornado or some other natural disaster or some other disaster where you have to vacate your home for a period of time, at least you've got that 72-hour emergency kit to last you for 3 days until you can figure out what to do and where to go. They also recommend that they also have a list of supplies that you can keep in your home. They recommend that those supplies be in a central area, whether it's in a closet or a basement, pantry, somewhere where it's centrally located. You're not running around the house trying to find all these different things. It's all in one location, so you know exactly where to go, what to get. And then they also recommend having a checklist and going off that checklist to make sure that you have all those supplies. Lots of other good information on there. They've got tips on how to purify water. There are several ways to purify water, from using a commercial water purifier to, if you absolutely have to, using bleach. So make sure you read the directions and understand what you need to do in case you have to use bleach or some other method to purify your water. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And lower middle of the landing page, there is a link to the Let's Talk Insurance blog. And you'll be able to access the information right now or right there. If you happen to be listening later on, that's fine. Just go to mvpinsure.us. Again, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. And then in the upper right is the archive. Type in Disaster Preparedness 2021, and it'll bring you to the blog notes for today, which includes a link to the article from moneycrashers.com. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. Again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency. And I really want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we talk to you about all things regarding insurance, including disaster preparedness. So stay safe, be smart, get your disaster plan in place, and we'll talk to you next week.